Support for Troy Public Radio comes from Sunshine Behavioral Medicine, providing specialized psychiatric treatments of bipolar disorders and PTSD. More information at sunshine2000.com.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Saudi Arabia and other OPEC oil-producing countries have announced a surprising cut in production of 1.15 million barrels a day until the end of the year. Scott Angel, former director of the U.S. Bureau of Safety and Environmental Management in the Department of the Interior, weighs in on what this means for American drivers. Scott is the former lieutenant governor of Louisiana and founder of USA Energy Workers, and he joins us from Louisiana. Scott Angel, thank you so much for joining us again here at Troy Public Radio, and thank you for joining us by Skype from Louisiana.
Well, thank you so much, Carolyn. Good to hear your voice. Good to be coming to you from Cajun country, speaking to our friends in Alabama. And we want to say a special shout out to those Lady Tigers with that national championship. You know, I know that on Saturday night, Crimson Tide and Auburn and whatnot, not in the same camp as LSU, but here we go. We celebrating together, bringing the championship home to the Gulf Coast.
That's the most important thing of all. Scott, you're the former lieutenant governor of Louisiana, as well as the longest-serving director of the U.S. Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, part of the Department of the Interior. You've had a long-term interest in energy production. Where do we stand today?
Well, you know, I'm concerned because what it seems like what we are doing as a part of American energy policy, we're continuing to vilify the USA energy worker, and we're continuing to vilify the American producer in favor of OPEC. And it really has backfired in incredible ways. We've had six recessions from 1973 to 2019 in this country, and each one of those recessions have been preceded by a spike in energy prices. So in a lot of ways, Carolyn, as goes our access to affordable energy, so goes our economic performance. And so it's unfortunate that in looking to other sources, we have hurt our economy. We all know what is happening right now. And the gas prices just in Alabama themselves, about $3.16 per gallon. That's a 15-cent increase just over last month. Now, that doesn't take into account this recent OPEC production cut that is going to start showing up at a zip code near you. We know we're getting ready to hit into the summer driving season, put more demand on the product, and we're going to see further spikes. So the great folks of Alabama are going to continue to pay more than they should be paying. And when we know at USA Energy Workers, history shows that when we unleash the American spirit, the American innovation, we can increase production. And we would specifically say in the Gulf of Mexico, which is an incredible resource, the production that comes from the Gulf of Mexico is among the least carbon intensive barrels on the planet. And we import a lot of energy into this country, and about 73% of the oil that we import into America has a higher carbon intensity per barrel metric than does the Gulf of Mexico. So it's really odd for us that this administration would be vilifying offshore energy and not making available to the public. We've unnecessarily caused pain at the pump. We've unnecessarily inflicted pain on the economy. And so I know that's a long answer to a short question, but clearly we believe it's time for a course correction and for this administration to embrace the climate advantage production from the Gulf of Mexico, unleash the USA energy workers on the Gulf Coast. Our production is better for the climate. Our production is better for the economy, and we can produce jobs and local economic opportunities for our people here.
Okay, let's talk about what's going on with customers right now. As you pointed out, they are facing fluctuating gasoline prices. What is being pushed nationally, of course, is electric vehicles. What about the aging power grid? This is facing consumers with their energy prices already powering their homes, et cetera. We are facing a possible recession. That word has been sprinkled around with the other word of inflation. So here we are with all of these things going on. What's your perspective on that?
Yeah, so what we would say at USAEnergyWorkers.com is that we support all of the above. Some call it an energy transition. Some of it call it an energy addition. Regardless of what you call it, I think it's fair to say that our innovation here in America and across the planet is looking at additional sources of energy, and I think that's fine. But I think we also need to realize that it's not good public policy to unplug the current supply that you have before the next supply is ready to take on that load. And clearly our electric grid and clearly all of the challenges of electric vehicles, just not there yet. And again, don't take my word for it. Elon Musk, who is the driver behind Tesla, has been quoted as saying, if we don't immediately increase oil and gas production, we won't have enough energy to fuel human civilization. So again, here's a person who has made his wealth on trying to make the internal combustion engine extinct. And he himself is calling for more production, more oil and gas production, because he recognizes that there has to be a phase in and a transition. Even the president, in his latest State of the Union address, he's saying now that he realizes that we're going to need oil and gas for the next decade and beyond. And so what we would say is that we need policy decisions to match that rhetoric. And one of the policy decisions we feel very strongly about is that now for over five decades, between 13 United States presidents, between presidents of different political parties, offshore USA has always been a vital part of America's energy portfolio. And yet, in spite of that, this White House has canceled and paused lease sales on a repetitive basis, and they've allowed the five-year offshore leasing plan to lapse for the longest period of time ever in the nation's history. Now, for your listeners to really not be confused, they may have heard last week, in fact, there was a lease sale. It happened because Congress got so frustrated that they adopted legislation congressionally mandating that we have a lease sale. This lease sale that happened in New Orleans for blocks in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, it was a very robust lease sale. Companies expressed a lot of interest, and they spent a lot of money buying these leases. They have confidence that they can produce the energy that we need from the Gulf of Mexico. And yet this administration continues to begrudgingly make decisions against it. We're just really asking our leaders to embrace some balance and some common sense that if you are going to make this transition, and if the science tells you you need to make it, do it in a phased, well-planned approach. And we can help lower the price at the pump. We can remove the pain at the pump. And we can actually, I think, make our nation stronger if we look at the opportunities in our backyard rather than to OPEC.
Well, Scott, I want to thank you so much for the update from your perspective, and certainly the effect of the price squeeze coming from the Middle East has had effects on the American economy in decades before this one.
No doubt. You know, we certainly don't rely on outside sources for our food and fiber. We have the greatest farmers on the planet. Our American farmers are unbelievable. Not only do we feed ourselves here on the strength of our farmers, we also feed the world. We believe that there's enough opportunity with American energy, not only to fuel ourselves, but taking a page out of the farmer's playbook to also fuel the world. So let's feed and fuel the world. And at the same time, we can export peace and freedoms of religions and freedom of press and freedoms of democracy and all the good things that come with American values. We can do that just like we've done with food and fiber. We believe we can do it with energy. We just need to unleash our USA energy workers to do it.
Thank you so much for joining us by Skype from Louisiana.
Thank you so much.
Joining us by Skype from Louisiana was Scott Angel, who was recognized in 2021 by the U.S. Government Accountability Office for significant improvements in offshore safety and environmental compliance. He is the former director of the U.S. Bureau of Safety and Environmental Management in the Department of the Interior. And he is founder of USA Energy Workers. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from the Rosa Parks Museum on Troy University's Montgomery campus. Located on the spot of Mrs. Parks' historic 1955 arrest and featuring exhibits that chronicle the history of the Montgomery bus boycott. More information at troy.edu/Rosa Parks.